the American Psychological Association just out this morning with a deep dive into social media's impacts on our kids, saying it's not inherently suitable for youth and that tech companies and lawmakers need to do more to protect our kids' mental health. That comes after a poll by EdWeek Research finds teens are increasingly using social media to self-diagnose their mental health issues. Wow, Nicole, as a father of a couple of teens, I'm now like, you've got my attention.
It's alarming, isn't it? For many kids today, social media is their search engine, which is hard to wrap your head around. But nearly two-thirds of teachers and school leaders polled say they see students actually turning to social media to diagnose their own mental health. That's according to EdWeek Research Center. And educators also report seeing students using social media to diagnose other students' health. This comes as nearly half of teens say they are on the internet constantly, according to the Pew Research Center, and a majority of teens use TikTok daily. Now, Rich, as this report is coming out, meanwhile, momentum is still growing on Capitol Hill to try to take some legislative action to protect kids online. Tomorrow, lawmakers will examine a handful of social media bills. One of those bills we've been following very closely is the Kids Online Safety Act. If passed, the bill would provide parents with more options to monitor their kids' activity online, help them to disconnect from the apps. And Rich, educators I've spoken with say that's an important first step.
Are you hearing that there's an appetite in the Congress for bipartisanship to come through on this kind of an issue?
Well, that bill in particular, the Kids Online Safety Act, it has bipartisan support in the Senate. So that's the good news. But I think a lot of parents are listening to this and saying, well, what can I do at home? Because that's an important first step, but that's not the whole picture. Former educators I spoke with say it's important to treat social media like any other safety concern. So just like you teach your kids to look both ways before crossing the street, have those same types of conversations about social media. They say opening that line of communication is key.
Yeah, and that report that we were referring to about the American Psychological Association saying social media can affect schoolwork, sleep. Social media companies like Meta, the parent company of Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp, say they've been working to protect kids, but the report by the American Psychological Association finds it's just not enough yet. I wish we could dive deeper into this. We've got so many minutes we can cover, if not hours, on such a weighty topic. Nicole, we're going to have to leave it there, but thank you for the update live from Washington.